There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel. Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, so it's been a busy week. We've had a successful week.
Been a good week. Have some energy and...
Yeah, so that's the... we can get right into it then. This week we're going to be talking about preparing for the unexpected. And just a background on all this, we got this idea for this show and kind of... It came into fruition is Joni and I got COVID. We're in the middle of when this is coming out. We're in the middle of the pandemic, and Joni and I are,
of course, we're the ones
survivors.
That get it. Yeah.
So we, we were tired of not traveling, and we went out of the country and came back with it.
So, yeah. And that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do.
No, definitely not.
So, but anyhow, we were sitting at home for 3-4 weeks in quarantine, and we thought, you know what, would be a great show for preparing for the unexpected, because, you never know what could happen. You can get sick, anything could happen.
Yeah, so we'll get into why, that and preparing or making changes, or because it's something you didn't plan for, and then yet you have to be, for this instance, you're having to quarantine for 2 weeks in your house, and kind of derails all your plans and anything, right? Life and business.
With the kids, kids. The kids have to get out of school and having to prep for that. So
we're very fortunate and very grateful that, all joking aside, that, we had somewhat mild symptoms, but compared to some people, it's definitely real, definitely got sick. And part of the reason the extended period for us was I kept testing positive forever. Mm-hmm. And so, couldn't come back until I tested a negative. And so it was a challenge, but and frustrating at times, but, we survived and kind of fully recovered. So,
So
it definitely a change in life and change in your routines. And so we want to, talk about, are you prepared for your change and things that can happen in life? And, people are going through a lot of different challenges and changes in their lives this year, because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And, divorces. I mean, and
who would have thought, 2020 would have been a year of turmoil and just change, and the economy shutting down.
Yeah. And maybe that's a good thing to talk about now, is just that, are you mentally ready for the challenges and the change that's going to happen, or that you didn't prepare for or didn't think about that was going to happen? Nobody thought COVID was going to hit the way it did. So,
and I think, there's things, and we were just talking about this earlier, there's things that are out of your control that you just, things are going to happen and you're not going to be able to prepare for them, 100%. But you can prepare your mind. You can prepare your body for that. I think that's what's helped us. At times we say that we're tunnel vision, because we don't see, we don't hear the outside negativity or get involved in that. Really, we have tunnel vision, and we're going to move forward regardless, and we're going to find a way on how to do that.
Correct. We've always we don't listen to the news. We don't read a lot of news articles and stuff like that, and it's not that we're oblivious to what's going on in the world, because when we find out, through people or family or friends or at work, but major events, but we just don't like to hear the negative. And put that self, and there was a period in COVID where I Yeah, I started like when I think it was March, and end of March, April, and I was like constantly on the phone and mm-hmm. researching, because it seemed like the world was falling apart.
Yeah.
And then you get so wrapped up in all that. And right now.
And then you start to become negative, and, you know, and then your spouse and your, you know, your kids start to become negative, and then it's just like a snowball effect. So, and then also with the health part of it. You and I are both, we're not super healthy and fit, but, we work on it every single day.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, COVID wasn't as bad for us, but maybe it wasn't because we were healthy enough to, you know, come out of it.
Had ate right, exercised a lot. And even though we did all that consistently 5-6 days a week, we still felt the results.
Yeah.
It still affects you with the fevers and then congestion and then some
fatigue.
Of the fatigue. Yeah, for sure. But the, we took care of our bodies and came out without any major, you know, symptoms or we covered 100%. And, yeah. But part of that was because we were taking care of ourselves ahead of it.
Right. But what happens if you for our listeners, like if you have to, you know, take some time off of work or your business, could you take 2 or 3 weeks off without getting paid, right? Yeah. Or could your business survive, 3 or 4 weeks if something changes in your life and you do have to take off?
Yeah.
You know, and I could answer that. I mean, if it wasn't for my team and if it wasn't for us putting our team in place, you know, I don't know if we would have been able to, but I mean, seamlessly they were able to handle everything.
Correct. I mean, you were out like solid for a good week. Totally down.
Yeah.
Feeling good. And so, but the, talk about that. What measures have we done? We'll get into personal, we'll get into business, but also what have we done in our businesses to prepare? And it necessarily wasn't for the unexpected. It was to prepare for, that the business could run, whether you and I are involved at all.
Yeah. And I think initially that's what it was, is that we wanted to have a quality of life. We didn't, want to be, married to the business, all the time. And it started last year where what can we do to, prepare for this and have a better life? And so we have a leadership team and, mm-hmm. we trusted our team to handle things. A year ago, we stress tested the business and we took off for an entire month. Mm-hmm.
The important part behind that, we disengaged. So we got off email, got off our internal communication and all that.
And that was tough because, yeah. I mean, you and I are not the type, we like to work. And so to turn that off 100%, that was hard for us, but we did it.
So that they could make decisions on their own and,
right.
and run things. And not a lot can happen in 30 days, but I mean, no major fires, no issues, and things ran fairly right.
seamless. And I mean, leading up to that, though, there was a lot of work that had to be done, before we did that, getting certain processes and procedures done and, things that you had to do for your side of the business, accounting wise, getting all these pieces in place so that way we could take off and not be bothered.
Yeah. To go down deeper with some of those pieces and processes that we've done either this year or last year that before we took that time off, I think, can we get into some of those so maybe people can understand and see what detailed processes and procedures or people that we put in place? I think one thing that led up to that was we put a leadership team in place, a very strong one, they ran the departments, they knew their responsibilities, they took control and ownership,
they were leading the meetings, and that's the key, is that, it took me, not answering those questions that they would come to me with and, asking them, how would you do things? And if they didn't know how, let's create a process for that, you know? And so, we had to go into each department and really define the processes for everything, and accounting wise, who's going to, sign the checks when you're away, who's going to respond to, brokers and get sales contracts, you know, mm-hmm. to title companies, you know, earnest monies to have title companies, all that. I mean, we had to really define everything
mm-hmm. that we were involved in and that we didn't have, you know, process and procedures that we did in case we're out of the picture.
Right. Yeah. And the biggest thing too is like for you, that was tough because you've always liked to be in control and you, I mean, you can.
Jeez, making me sound like a control freak.
Well, you were the bottleneck, you know, yeah. at times, like, because he did all the marketing stuff and some other, you know, things in the business that everybody came to you for, and you didn't like to delegate, and you yeah. kept it all in. And so we had to, like, for the most part, pull it off you
yeah.
and delegate it to other people. And now, I mean, and I think that's part of the reason why we've been able to scale our business is it's not just the Sean and Joni show. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, the team leading it, you know, and it's their decisions. And if the process isn't working, they redefine it.
Yeah, and it doesn't involve, you know, they're taking the step, they're taking the initiatives, they're, you know, thinking bigger, thinking right. higher level, you know, what the step for the company is in general and the direction it's headed and leading mm-hmm. the team. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure people can relate to that, the bottleneck. Cause you know, and it's not that I'm controlling it. It just, you get in a, you worry that it's not going to get done right. Or you worry that it, you know, nobody, you don't have the right people maybe to delegate it to, or you just,
or you don't want to take the time to train them. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing is that like, oh, it takes too long to, you know, yeah. show them how to do that. I can just do it quicker and, you know, better myself, and like having that attitude. And then once you like remove that and start trusting your team that they probably can do it better than you could.
Right.
And that's the thing is that sometimes our egos get in the way of, okay, well, no, like I don't want them to know that I can't do that. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm the first to tell you that my team is smarter than me. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can probably do it quicker and better and faster than I could.
Yes.
So I just delegate things to them to get it done.
No, I mean, we have great people and within every department. And yeah, I think, like, they do a better job than we probably ever could. And yeah. That's the way
very
it should
detailed
be.
And, you know, and they'll be like, yesterday we just had that conversation with one of our staff members. She's like, I'm so proud of you guys. You guys come a long way. I'm like, well, thanks. We got here for, you know, we got to where we're at for
with
the reason, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that they've, you know, made it better, and yeah. that's okay.
Yeah, and you got to, so you got to be,
you gotta accept that,
even though you're still in the business, but it's still, it's a humbling experience. It's good though. It's a positive thing that
yeah.
you got smarter, better people than you
right.
in place.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. So, yeah. and it, but it takes, you got to get there and we've made mistakes along the way.
We're absolutely. Perfect. We still make them today.
Yeah, but we've, you know, if you don't have a great team yet, don't, you know, you shouldn't be worried about that. Or if you've made mistakes, don't worry. We've been there with you because when we first went at this building a great team, we were talking about this last night that, you know, we've been at this for 20 years. There's no magical formula. There's no like, oh, you got lucky and, you know, kind of lottery experience. It's been through constant and consistent and compounding changes and growth. And we've just done over and
yeah.
over. And we make a mistake and we learn from it and then yeah. we don't do it again. So, like, and we've learned to hire better. We learned to screen better and get better qualified applicants and mm-hmm. ask the right questions. And then you and I have grown as leaders and how to lead better and, you know, take talented people and grow them.
Right.
And so it's been just, but it didn't start there. It's
yes.
Like, yeah. And it's been small changes over time, which if you do that long enough, it's no different than saving money or investing. You know, if you compound it and reinvest it, well, over 20 years, it all of a sudden becomes quite a bit of money, but you don't see that unless you just daily just
mm-hmm.
invest yourself and your team. And so,
yeah.
What other things, you know, processes, and I think a good one is before we did all that and even into this year, we've taken it a step further, but, you know, we documented all our process and procedures
mm-hmm.
and made it, transparent to the entire company. So
right.
everybody knew what to do, their role, who did what, a solid org chart. But we had everything detailed in detailed checklists and paper. For a long time, it was paper. procedures and processes that were documented. But then this year we've taken a step further and done videos.
Right. And we're doing a lot of, you know, training videos and, you know, and for the most part, everything that we do, you know, like the simplest thing of, you know, even how to put a sign in the front yard, we try to dummy proof it as much as possible. So, you know, like if, cause it's a constant thing and like, you know, you have to be training your people and, you know, new things come up and you have to continue to put in processes and procedures for those things. And so.
Correct. And so we've been doing with this year, we took it a step further with videos. So we've done a cool, we're doing either recording, like you doing a process and procedure on a computer and it's, you know, we're filming it and screening it. So, you know, the steps to take. And we've done everything from videos where, hey, where do you place a sign in the yard? Where, you know, how do you do a walkthrough of a home? I mean, things that you would think are like, oh, I don't need to explain that. But like, well, if you want it done right, you got to show them the first time. Right. You got to really simplify it and make it. You know, it got brought up in leadership the other day was like, you know, we're very big on remote team members. We have a company that helps companies provide, you know, obtain remote team members. And so that's important. And our business thrives on using them. And, you know, they're in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And what's done in the U.S. might not be done in their part of the world, or we might use a type of construction and that's foreign to them.
Right. Well, even in New Mexico, you know, like here in Texas, they're like, what's a swamp cooler? Well,
we got to do videos on like, what's a swamp cooler? How do you, you know, how does it operate? How does it work? Because people haven't seen these or understand it. And so you do create videos so that it can, you know, you can document it and somebody in a different part of the world can understand what's going on so that they can communicate that with an owner or tenant and know what's going on and better assist them. Mm-hmm. And provide better
service. You want them to be successful.
Yeah. And then we've also, I think, you know, before we left last year too, we started really focusing on our document and our KPIs, our key performance indicators, what we're holding the team accountable for.
Yeah. And I think that's key is, you know, you have to have key performance indicators, you know, in any business, you know, so you metrics, so you know how your business is doing. And we go through these weekly, you know, the team knows if they're in red, they know what their focus is going to be.
So it's a spreadsheet that shows like red, yellow, or green. So if you're red, you're failing, and then yellow, you're like doing okay. And then green, you're hitting your numbers.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's the whole team sees it. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some, you know, if you don't want your peers to think you're failing, and it doesn't have to be negative.
We reward our team for, you know, if they're in the green for, you know, a solid week, then they get rewarded for that with Shoney Bucks.
And then as a leader or a manager, then they can find areas that they need to maybe mentor or coach their team member. Right. And if they're struggling in a certain area, you can see it and, you know, mentor them and help them and get them into the green.
Yeah.
But as when we step out of the business, we don't have to sit there and hold people accountable we don't need to tell them every step of the way, like, are you doing good or not? They know they have it's documented in the KPIs they're performing well or not.
Yeah.
It just shows, it just keeps your business in line and keeps your business focused on where you're headed and holding it accountable.
Yeah. So. What about personally?
So preparing for the unexpected personally, and we talked a lot now just about business, but I think you got to prepare for it personally. I think, you know, you should always have at least 6 months of cash reserves, because you don't know like what can happen. You can lose your job. COVID like shut down several business. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate in the real estate space and, you know, we were able to stay open majority of the time and they're not, it didn't affect us as bad as maybe some restaurants or something like that. And imagine if you thriving one day and within 30 days, completely shut down. What are you going to do? Are you going to be able to survive? Are you going to be able to pay your mortgage? Are you going to, you know?
So having an emergency fund.
Correct.
And how do you go about, like, you put that in a, you know, savings account and you contribute to that monthly?
Yeah, I know it's not going to, it's hard for, like, people like myself, like, well, that's money that's just sitting there not making anything. And it's sometimes that's hard to like to see or to deal with, but it's, you know, it's important. And yes, you should have it. Sometimes it's better maybe at a bank account that you don't, you know, not your regular one that you check every day or you see or you weekly, whatever. You don't, you know, you can't go just withdraw from it. It might be somewhere that's a little bit out of the way to get to it, but it's there.
And you don't touch it. And I think early on in, you know, our careers, when we were younger, we definitely did that. We would take out of our paycheck and, you know, go tuck it away in the savings account and you don't see it. You don't, you know, you don't touch it. You don't see it. And so like for the young people listening to this as well, I think, you know, a lot of times you don't think about these things when you're younger and you don't have responsibility, you know, but
you just think you're invincible,
right?
That nothing can happen, but that you and this shows not to be like super negative, like things. I mean, we're trying to just set the mindset that, and not try to. I didn't want it to be like we're, you know, because I do believe like in the way you think and kind of what you focus on can bring into reality, kind of thing. But I want it to be just that. When life does happen or hits you, that and yes, it can.
You can prepare for it as much as possible.
Correct.
So it's not as much of a hit, you know.
Blow it doesn't in the just face totally or, totally take you down. Yeah. It might hurt, but it's not going to devastate you,
right?
Or take you out of business, or take you into bankruptcy, or some, you know, that drastic.
Right.
And that's what you know, you never want to talk about this, or you hate to talk about this one, but it's like life insurance policies, you know. I think that's key. I mean, we don't know. It's a short time here on Earth. I think, you know, we don't, you should always protect your family. And so, like, you know, for us personally, Joni and I had enough insurance policies that this was important to us. This is what we talked about. We got policies that would cover all and any debts we had. So that means like rental properties, you know, anything, business debts or anything like that, that if one of us should die or both of us, that they completely are paid off, so that, you know, you're taken care of or our kids are taken care of, you know, if anything should happen to myself or to you,
right.
that we don't want the spouse to have to worry or our family to have to worry about any debts or business, you know, things that we created. About to figure out what to do with all the properties, but they'll, you know, they won't have to worry about, you know, making the rent and paying the mortgages and that kind of stuff. So I think that's a key and important. I also think, you know, I know, you know, whatever your, I think you should prepare for, we didn't have this down, but I thought that should be brought up is, you know, your afterlife. I think you need to prepare for that too. So, I mean, like, know where you're going if something should happen to you. And so if you don't, of course, Joan and I, you know, are Christians, and so we believe that. I think that's important too, because you don't know. I think that prepare while you have time here on Earth. So health insurance for worst case scenarios. I know, you know, sometimes people are, you know, have different views on health insurance, but I think it's also important to make sure you're properly insured, so that you do have a major surgery or a major life altering event that you need. Because a lot of people, at times, medical bills can really devastate a person and their income, or you get in a bad accident and major medical bills, and you're not able. So having those measures and insurance in place ahead of time is important.
Self-defense. I think that's
it's a new one. It's came up. Because you don't know what's going to happen in life, and we're living right now in a very crazy time
world.
And a very angry world. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you should have
want to protect your family as much as possible.
Correct. So I think your wife, there's great classes out there. Mm-hmm. One thing that I did right before COVID, wasn't it, or last year?
Yeah, I got my concealed handgun license. Yeah. I don't know how I got it, but I got it.
That's not that difficult, but the you know, I did a whole week shooting class in Nevada, and but I thought I came back so way more prepared to, number one, protect my family if I absolutely needed to, but you know, how to properly have a handgun in your home, how to use it, how to clean it, how to shoot it properly, but also under stress. And, you know, we went through like clearing a house under high stressful situations. So I think it's, it was great for me to have that experience and go through that self-defense class. Cause I think it, hopefully I never have to, you know, use it, but you feel so much more comfortable after going through something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just, we're trying to just get you ready for who
the
knows
unexpected.
What, who knows what gets thrown at you in life. I mean, you know, obviously COVID, you know, derailed a lot of people and through things. So are you ready? Is your business ready?
Is your mind ready? Your body ready?
Your health, your fitness, mm-hmm. your mindset. You know, what would you say for mindset? What did you have done this year that helps you prepare for the stressful situation that out of your control sometimes?
I think the reading, the listening to podcasts has really helped me, removing myself from the negativity on social media has really helped. And then, quite honestly, exercising has really, really helped me this year. You know, like being stuck, because we're both so used to traveling so much. And that in the past has, you know, able to clear our minds, you know, and kind of let us relax a little bit. And, you know, I felt like working out has really allowed me to de-stress.
Mm-hmm.
I just been focusing my time and energy on that.
Yeah. So. And for me, it's definitely reading, podcasts, just constantly feeding my mind with positivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Negative can just take over so quickly. And so,
surrounding yourself. Right. Yeah. You surround yourself with positive, uplifting people, like-minded, that's not going to, you know, I mean, who wants to hang out with negativity?
Yeah. So I think we've always been very guarded with the people we associate with and surround ourselves with. So, yeah. So podcasts, books, and your association for sure. So, well, awesome. And do you have anything last thing to share this week? Are you good?
Stay positive.
Stay positive. So we'll end on that. Stay positive. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.